morning.
Also from a scorching hot Jerusalem. It's a warm day. That's freezing exactly.
So, the next piece that we had in our Mishnah was the Machloket. Let's take a look again in the Mishnah and yesterday's daf. The Tanakhama said that once you finish the dam with Raiva Lefnin, you finish the dam in the Heichal, you finish the dam in the Mizbeach, each one of them stands Bifnei Atzmo, Shukulam Kapara Bifnei Atzman. And unfortunately, if you mess up in the middle of one of them, so Mishpach Adam in the middle, then you'll have to start from the beginning of that particular set. But there are three sets, and you can't continue from the middle of a set. A set is all or nothing. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Mimakom Shepasak, Mishamu Matfil, that actually you can continue off wherever you are, even in the middle of a set. So they're not makir that you have to have an entire set for one part. Today we'd like to go into that Machlokas. Come here, Rabbana. The Braisa here darshans the Posek, which mentions Beferish these three sets. Tuna Rabbana. V'chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh. Let's first the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh, A. V'et Ol Moed, B. V'et HaMizbeach Yechaper, C. So we have those sets. And then it talks about the Kapara on the people. V'al HaKohanim, V'al Kol Am HaKahal Yechaper. So we want to darshan, first of all, the repetitious use of Yechaper. This is V'chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh, V'et HaMizbeach Yechaper, V'al Kol Am HaKahal Yechaper. We'd also like to know what the separate stages are over here. What are these five separate things? So V'chiperet Mikdash HaKodesh, that's clear. The Mikdash HaKodesh, obviously the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So those are the matonais that are given, lifnai v'lifni, inside, between the Badei HaOrei Nur on the Eben HaShisiyah, connected to Eben HaShisiyah today. It's Ohel Moed, that is a reference to, of course, the Heichal, which is always called the Ohel Moed. The Es HaMizbeach, that's Kamashma'o, says Beferish, the Matanes on the Mizbeach. Now each one of these, Rashi doesn't learn the way that I've just explained it. We've explained it right now that it's a reference to where the Dam is put, which indeed is the way Tosfos learns. Rashi learns that all of this is a reference to what the Kapara is, which is consistent with the continuation of the Sugya about the Kohanim and the Am HaKahal. So in other words, what it's talking about is the Kapara, not the act of being Mechaper, not the act of giving a Dan. So Rashi learns V'chiper means Alifnai V'lifnim on Tuma that happened Lifnai V'lifnim. And then when it says Olol Moed, it's talking about on Tuma that happened in the Olol Moed. Olol Mizbeach is Tuma that takes place on the Mizbeach. So in other words, this is a continuation basically of the Sugya and Shuas, which the Mishnah presents which karbonis or mechaper on which level of tuma, and over there we learn that tuma that did not have a yediyah mitchila, a person didn't know that he was tamei, he didn't know this was the Beis HaMikdash, and he went in and he was mitamei, and if there's no yediyah besof, then of course he has to bring his own korban. Once he has the idea, Betchila has the idea of himself, and he's saying, when his own is korban, all of the yorei he has to bring. But in a case where we have different sets of korbanos, we have the korbanos that are the porim and the seirim of the various moadim that we darshan over there, and here there's a separate set of korbanos that are brought for tuma that takes place, a kapar that takes place dafka on Yom HaKippurim. So here it's talking about where there was no Yediyah B'Sof, but there was Yediyah B'Tchila. That's what's unique about the Korbanos that are being brought on Yom HaKippurim. And the three, Dargaz are, Lifnai V'Lifnim, so far three, we'll see this more, Tumah Lifnai V'Lifnim, Tumah that occurs in the Heichal, Tumah that occurs on the Mizbeach, but for which probably the correct verse is it is a contradiction to Rashi Rashas on this Sugya, but the more reasonable approach is that the case of the Tumah and the Mizbeach is talking about where you wouldn't have been Mitamei for the Shehiya in the Azara, because in order to become Tumah in the Azara, you have to say a particular amount of time. So you have to be shohed and how long it takes to be mishtachave. But on the Mizbeach, somebody who did something tummy on the Mizbeach is immediately chayev. Over there, he didn't have the yediyah b'sof. And this works out very well according to Rashi, the extra yichaper is a reference to the Yazorites. Hakehanim kimashman. Okay, so the kohanim means that there's a these korbonites are being mechapa on the kohanim, they became tummy. Amakal refers to Yisrael. When it says Yechaper again, it includes the Levim, which means there must be some Kapara which is in common to Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim. Hushvu kulam lekaparachat. where is Ushu Kulam la Kaparacha? Because we know, again, this is all from the Sugya and Shuas, and we're taking for granted. We know that when it comes to the din of Tumas Mikdash Vikadosha, the par is what's mechaper on the Kohanim, and the Sayer is what's mechaper on Yisrael. So how could it possibly say Kulam Ushu la Kaparacha? From here we learn, says the Braisa, that there must be something in common, and that commonality is not in the dinim of Tumas Mikdash Vekedosha, where we know there are separate kaparas, but rather in all of the other averis that a person does. And it's a reference to the Sarah Mishtaleach, but the Sarah Mishtaleach, not the Dam, obviously, because there isn't any, but the Sarah Mishtaleach, the Vidui, and the Sarah Mishtaleach is mechaper on everybody when it comes to Shar Averot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hushvu kulam mekapara achat shekulam mitchaprim b'sa'ir ha-mishtaleach b'shar averot. So that means that the Kohanim, the Israelim, Levim, they all have the same kapara on Yom Kippur, not when it comes to Tumas Mikdash v'Kedosha, they have a different kapara, but any other avera, they all have the kapara from the mishtaleach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, that's not true. Kishem shedam ha-sa'ir ha-nasa b'fnim. Just as everybody agrees, as we see in Shavuot, that the dam of the Seir is what's mechaper on Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that we're all agreed on. So too is the dam apar mechaper al HaKohanim, Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. So we know, again, we haven't been discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, this part we can agree with. So the dam of the par, forget about the vidui, the dam of the par is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Ah, but once that's true, we now have a separate kapara, which is the vidui. So essentially what has happened is that the Sar Mishtaleach has been expressed here as half of the Sar Anasa Bifnim. So in other words, the Sar Anasa Bifnim is the blood of the Sar Mishtaleach. The vidui and the Sar Mishtaleach is the vidui and the Sirim. The dam that's Nichlas Bifnim comes from half of that Sawyer, so to speak. The other half of that Sawyer, that's where they have to be exactly matched, and so on and so forth, only defined by the Agrala. The other half is taken out Lazazin. So, very good. We're getting there soon. So what that means is that the equivalency should be extended further. If the Torah is showing us that on Yom Kippur we're interested in being mechaper Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav from the Dam, and we're interested in being mechaper, certainly see on the Vidui HaSoyer that Vidui is mechaper on the Averes, this should be true in terms of the Chalukah as well. Just like the Torah was mechalek between the dam of the Soyer, that's a kapara on Yisrael, and the dam of the par, that's a kapara on Kohanim, when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, so too ought the Torah to be expressing here the same chalukah. The vidui of the Soyer Mishtaleach is certainly the kapara for Yisrael al-Shara Ve'yosetavid, that it says beferish. But by the same token, we need to understand that the vidui on the par, which wasn't necessary for the kapara on the dam, because we see from the survey, we didn't need the vidui to be mechaper on dam. So if that's the case, what's the vidui for? The vidui on the par, which we say in the same language. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. We go over that as if it's all the same thing, but it's not. Those vidui are on the par. The other vidui is on the sayer. So the vidui on the par is on Shara Averis, but only for Aniyu Bezi and all of the Beis Harim. When it comes to Yisrael, Yisrael is a mischaper from the vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach. So says Rabbi Shimon. So kach vidui shal par mechaper al haklanim b'shar averot. Tana Rabbanan further, our sugya, v'chila mechaperas hakodesh. So here we find the three sets clearly. This even Rashi understands that this way on this part of the pasuk. V'chila mechaperas hakodesh a. V'so'el mo'ed B, V'esha mizbeach C, V'ikri v'seir achai, which is the Sarah Mishtaleach. So from here we see clearly that there are three sets. So then that means that the Mechaper HaKodesh is the flag of the Fim, the O'el mo'ed is the Dam and the Hechal, Mizbeach is Kimash Ma'o, Malami Shekulam Kapara B'fnei Atzman. Now this teaches us that they are all basically a separate kapara, which we saw everybody agrees to in the Mishnah. As long as you complete one set, when you shecht the next part to get the dam that has now been spilled out, you don't have to go back to the previous set. You could start the set that you didn't complete, wherever you're holding. Okay. This is where we learn it from. But furthermore, we also learn that mikan amru natan miktsat matanot shebifnim. But since we see that they are defined in this way, so then that means that if you gave only part of the matanah shebifnim nishpach adam, So each one of this is needs to be a complete set. That's our Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that appear in our Mishnah as well, Omrim. No, eino matchil ela makom shepasak. You start, you're giving the matanot from wherever you ended. Gomar et matanot shebefnim nishpach adam. Yavidam achev yatchil betchil matanot shebeichal. Natan miktsat matanot shebeichal nishpach adam. Yavidam achev yatchil betchil beichal, according to the Tanakhama. Now showing the application of this word. So according to the Tanakhama, you'd have to begin at the beginning of the set. If the next set is the set that you're in the middle of is the set of the Echal, then start at the beginning of the Echal. No, say Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Eino matchil ela mimakom shepasak. You could start up in the middle of the matanot shebeichal, just as we said you could start up in the middle of the matanot shebifnim. What's more, gomar matanot shebeichal v'nishpach adam. If the same thing happens, that the dam is nishpach from the matanos of the second set, but you finished, then yavidam achav yatchil b'tchilam b'matanot hamizbeach. According to the Tanakhama, we start now with the third set. But again, if the third set was interrupted, according to the Tanakhama, natan miktsat matanot shemizbeach v'nishpach adam, you start all over again. Bring another par. Yavidam achav yatchil b'tchilam b'matanot hamizbeach. Once again, on this piece, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, makom shepasak u'matchil. Gomar matanot shemizbeach v'nishpach adam. However, once you finish set number three, divrei hakol lo ma'akve, the rest is definitely not ma'akev. So according to our Mishnah, there's nothing else to worry about. That was clear, because otherwise what good would it do to begin the next set? If the rest is ma'akev, so I would have to take the shirat. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, what's this based on? I mean, it's all very nice to tell us that this is the way it is. There doesn't seem to be anything in the Pasuk that expresses three sets that says how to deal with each set individually. What happens if you didn't complete the set? I mean, what's that based on, that machlokas? We're all agreed that there are three sets. But how do I know that I don't have to finish or I do have to finish? What's that based on? Shneyem mikra chadosh. Actually, both of them are understanding differently the nature of a posik, not really in our sugya, but actually, interestingly enough, in the original mention of Yom HaKippurim in the Torah, when, actually, it isn't very clear what it's all about. But somehow or other, the Torah, when it suddenly remembers at the end of the whole sugya, after saying Trum and Tetzava, all of a sudden gets around to the Mizbeach Hazav, which should have been there up in the beginning. So at that point, it concludes with V'chipa Aron HaKarnotav Achat Pashana. We never heard of what that Achat Pashana is. We don't know. Never heard from Yom Kippur yet at all. Michatas, Midam Chatas HaKippurim. It's a strange remez to the people who were hearing it at the time. But this teaches us, the Achat Pashana teaches us, that Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achat Pashana, according to Rabbi Meir, who is our Tanakhama, he says, oh, so what is that saying? It's saying that the Achas is the Chatas. That you cannot have two Chataot that are doing the same Kapara. Therefore, if you stop in the middle of one of the Kaparot, say Ne'echa, or in the Mizbeha, you have to start over again. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Chatat is a Lashon of Chitui. Don't, Rabbi, what it's saying is, don't do that matanah twice. You put the dam on one of the kranot, don't do it again. You put it on two, don't do it again, just keep going. So this question of whether to understand chatat as an animal, whether to understand chatat as the act of chitui, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's the basis of the machlokas. What's the achas b'shan? Tanya Omar Rabbi, li chalak Rabbi Akiva belogi. Rabbi Yaakov explained to me once that even though on the surface there appears to be a great deal of parallel between the sugya of the Mitzera and the sugya of Yom HaKippurim, of course that's all part of the Achrei Mos sugya, whatever happens after the death of Shnei Bnei Aaron, the next thing is of course the sugya of Tzoras, with all of the tzipor, one tzipor is thrown out just like the Sar Mishtaleach, one tzipor is dipped in the dam, and so on and so forth. Tremendous number of parallels. One of the very interesting parallels is that the Shemen, the Luke Shemen of the Mitzrayim, is sprinkled towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's also sprinkled on him. It's put, not sprinkled, but it's put on him with the finger of the Kohen, on his toe, on his thumb, on his ear, to oppose it. It's a machlokas, by the way, Rishonim, when the Torah says Lifnei Hashem, it has to be Lifnai V'Lifnim, is the way that we use it, whether that means that he's actually standing in the Heichal, sprinkling towards the Parochas, or does it mean that he's standing outside screaming towards the world? Rashi said earlier in our Masechta, before that, he's actually standing inside. Most learn that the meaning of the word bifnim over here doesn't mean he's standing inside, but rather the Shemin is being Zoruk Klape Pnim. But he doesn't move from Shangniknon, the Kohen. He's standing out of Rabbi, he's standing all the way in the entrance to the Azor where the Mitzorah is, and Mitzorah can't come in. So he only inserts the parts of his body that need to get the Dama Shaman and the Shemin of the Luk Shemin of the Mitzorah. One additional thing, which is also a parallel, a curious parallel, is that just like the dam is nishbakli yisod ha-mizbeach, so the shiore ha-dam is nishbakli yisod, the shiore ha-shemen is put on the head of the mitzer. It's rubbed into his head. Okay, so says Rebbe, even though on the surface the parallel would seem to be, that we should learn that the machlokis between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, just like over here is a question of how to view the different sets. So we should say the same thing, Lagabe, the Luk Shemin Shem Mitzera. However, says Rabbi Yaakov told me that that would be a mistake. And that actually Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon did not argue about how to look at the sets. Over there, certainly we don't say, Mimakom Shepasak, Shamu Matchil, because the whole basis of the Machlokas is only how to understand the word Chitui. But over here, what could they be arguing about? I mean, it says Lug Echad Shemin. What are you going to say that means? It's got to mean the same thing that Rebbe Meir said it says over here. Lug echad. You can only use lug echad, not shnei lugi. So if in the middle something happens, then you have to start over again with a lug echad. Why would Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon argue here? Rebbe Shimon over there, they argue because of the word chitui. They understand chat as chitui. How could they understand lug echad? What would they say about lug echad? So Rebbe Yaakov pointed out to me, says Rebbe, that ain't a chidami. When it comes to the Luk Shemen, we will not find this Machlokas. Really? Says the Gemara. Amazing. We have to find a prize. That's precisely this Machlokas. By the Luk of Shemen and Mitzvah. Hello? We don't find this Machlokas. V'atanya natan miktzat matanot shebifnim. Again, the word bifnim is very tantalizing. But according to most Rishonim, nonetheless means bifnim towards pnim, not literally in pnim. So Natan Miktzat Matanot Shebifnim Vinishbach Halog. So suppose he's in the middle now of sprinkling towards the parochet, and now the oil spills. Yavi Lugachir Yachil Betchila B'Matanot Shebechal. He has to start all over again. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Oh dear me! Exactly the machlokas we have over here by Yoma. Mimakom Shepasaku Matchil. Continuing the brisa, Gomar Matanot Shebechav Nishpach Halog. And how about if the log was spilled after you complete the sprinkling towards the Kodesh? Yavi Lugacher, Yavi Betchila, the Matanot Shebechav. So then you could start the next set. The next set is to put the oil on the toe and the love big toe and on the thumb, etc., of the Mitzorah. So that's the next set. Natan Miksat Matanot Bibonot, and suppose you only did some of that, and now Nishpach Halog. You'll have to start to set all over again, says the Tanakam, exactly as Rabbi Meir said here in the Sugya of Yoma. And exactly as they said over here in our Mishnah in Yoma, so too did Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon argue over there, and they say by the Log Shem and Shem Mitzorah, Mimakom Shepasak Hu Matchil. Furthermore, Gomar Matanot Shebivonot Minishpach Halog Divrei Yako Matanot Arosh Lo Ma'akvot. So perfect. It's the exact parallel to our Mishnah to the Brisa, which just says, what's Rebbe saying? Rebbe Yaakov told him, nah, they would never argue about that. They argue exactly. Same Machlokas. That is a little bit of a problem. Ema, we better change what Rebbe said. He must have not said, Li Chalak, Rebbe Yaakov, but look and say that there is no such Machlokas, but rather, Li Shana, Rebbe Yaakov, but look. And Adarabah. And Rabbi Yaakov told me that actually they both apply what it is that is the machlokas over here in Yoma to the lugin as well, and that it has the same machlokas. We took the word shana, we must have taken it out of context to mean was mechalek shoneh, not shoneh. Shana repeats over the same machlokas when it comes to the mitzvah. How is it, says the Gemara, that nishpach halug?
How
would you say, would have meant that there's no word that I could have been arguing in. Now just over there, they're arguing between what the meaning of chatas, achas
b'shanah. So chalak v'lugi means that lugi needs to.
Is a different issue. Chalak is a different issue. Don't compare them. Now you said that nishbach halug, if you finish the matanot of the behonot, that nishbach halug is not a problem, and even though you didn't put on his head. Matanot arosh, you said in ma'akvot. How do I know that? My timer. I mean, is it the fact that the Torah refers to something as a leftover? So, calling it a leftover at Shiraim implies that it's not important. But at the same time, as Shiraim not being Makif Kapora on the Korba. You're the Shemin, isn't it? That's not a very good deal.
As if to say, there's nothing left over.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs it? But, I mean, so by the same token, you could say that when it says in the Pasuk, V'hanoteret bina mincha la'aron l'vanav. So you'll say, okay, so hanoteret bina mincha means after doing the Kmitzah, who cares about the Shirayim? That's what you're saying. But that's not the halacha. You're going to say over there also, we know that it's a disaster if Lamaisa, the Shirayim, are chaser between the Kmitz and the Akhtar. We don't do the Akhtar. You can't tell me that they're meaningless. How do I know over here that Hamnotar doesn't mean also meaningful in some way? In this case, meaningful to be Ma'akiv, the Kapar of the Mitzvah, if you don't put it on his head. How do you know? Says the Gemara, no. Over here it's different. Hanoteret man hamincha, you're right. The context over there does not demand that hanoteret is not meaningful. But over here, we have two separate psukim. On the one hand, it says, umiyeter Hashem and Asher al kapo yitena koinat truch ozel mitaher. So when we start talking about the matanot of the second set, it's already called miyeter. Miyeter is notar. That vaday everybody is masking is indeed ma'akim. But then you go on and you repeat v'hanotar min hashemen. So now it becomes shiore shirayim, notar min hashemen. What was already yeter, this is ayim. Oh boy, this is the leftovers of the leftovers. The leftovers of the leftovers already is not certainly not going to be chashuv. Same lashon that we had by Rus by the time the children had died. Nasi shiore shirayim v'tishayir ha'isha. It's mamish this gemara. Shirayim, Shirayim, Shirayim. No, they're separate sets. They're separate issues. It starts being left over when it's yeter, and then when it's notar, notar, and not yeter, then it becomes less chashuv. Leftovers of leftovers. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. No, then for the bonus you're talking about, then you'd be in trouble. You need bonus is market.
Right.
Similar to
vitamin, so you need the
correct, yeah, absolutely.
Yes or yes or not?
Right. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan. So you know, with this machlokas, there seems to be some very fascinating implications and how to understand other sugyas. For instance, let's say you would have an Asham Mitzora Sheshachto Shalolishimo. So in that case, we would have to apply the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Let's say you shechted the Asher Metzera L'Shem Eila. Right? So now what happens in that case? The klal is, klal is vachim shedizbuchu shelo l'shimon, they're kosher, except of course for achatos. For lo alo l'bal in l'shem chova. So the owner will not be yotze. Okay? So what are you supposed to do? So l'chora, in this case, we now enter into the realm of the machlokas that we just had between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, the Yaviacher, Viatchil Batchila. Rabbi Meir always says, look, I don't care about the fact that you're only supposed to have one. Because you have to start with the one at the beginning. So forget about the one before. So over here, start over again, because what it is that you did was useless, because you wasn't able to be gamer what it was supposed to do. What it was supposed to do was to be matir the mitzvah, and over here it's loyal oil al Hashem bailing. So what good is it? You'll say, but what do you mean what good is it? But you did what you had to do with it. You did the dam. I understand. You could say the same thing about on Yom Kippur. I did what I had to do, but it wasn't enough. I got to start over again. So here too, wasn't enough. I have to start over again. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said, no, you never start over again. You can only proceed from where you are. How am I supposed to proceed from where I am here? There's no way for me to proceed. Because I can't be metaken the fact that what I did is not going to help him to be Eilu L'Shem Chovah. So according to them, who say, Mimakom Shepasak Bishamu Matchil, Hacha Eino Takana. Here, there's nothing to do. The guy is really messed up. Because there's no way for us to bring another one. Because this one was already done. And it was only Achaz. So now there's nothing to do. Tosfos does not like this pshat at all that I just told you. This is Rashi's pshat. So what kind of comparison is ridiculous? Comparing Shalom Lishmo, Shalom Lishem Ba'alim to the fact that in reality you didn't bring the Da'am. Why should we say that one has to do with the other? If it's Shalom Lishem Ba'alim, so then it's as if it wasn't done at all vis-a-vis him. Over there, why would the machlokus of Nishpach apply to this? He indeed changes the gears. He says that you have to, that Rabbi Nochanan has this gears. The Rosham Mitzorash Nishpach Domo is what it says. Not Shikrif Shalosh Rosh Nishpach Domo Kodem Matan Bo'onot. That's the question. What can we do about there? Because that would be the same as the par that was Nishpach Kodem Shalosan Matanesa. It means that they have a different way of comparing the two circuits. But in any event, Rav Chisda disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan's analysis. Masking for Rav Chisda, I don't get it. You're assuming that you can just now take the shita of Rabbi Meir. Over here it says Beferish, the oto ktiv. Doesn't it say the kriv oto la asham? What's the oto? The oto is the oto that I brought together with the luk shemen. And right, I have to lift them, I have to be many of them together. So oto means that one and not another one. What am I supposed to do now? How am I supposed to make this his luk shemen? How could it possibly be his? And I'm only able to bring one. So that means, according to Rabbi Meir, I'm also not going to be able to be yitzah. Not only according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. If you alter, there's a problem. It's a problem only with Rabbi Meir as well. We didn't have that hakpada before. We only had the hakpada on that particular seder of dam we do once. So I'll take see. Kash. That's indeed a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Lamaisa tiny kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. But the Brisa says that Rabbi Yochanan is right. That an asham mitzora sheshachato shalol lishmo or shalol natan midamo legabe ba'anot. So what should you do? It says, I raise all of the gabi mizbeach. It's a kosher carbon. The tol nesachim, because it's a kosher carbon, even though it was shalol lishma, it's still kosher. It just was lo al ba'alim shem chova. What does the poor ba'alim do? Tzorich hasham acher la'ashiru. He has to bring another asham. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. This seems to be clearly tiyufta on Rabbi Chisda. Rabbi Chisda said, even according to Rabbi Meir, there is no way to bring another asham. Said Rabbi Chisda, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it says. Tzorich hasham acher la'ashiru. That's right. You need it, and you ain't ever going to have it. So my tzorich ve'lo takano. Since that's what you need, and there's no way to get it, so basically you're up the creek without a paddle. It's not safe to bring it. Chas v'shalom, you can't bring it, but you need it. But there's nothing to do. So tzorich ve'no takana. Well, isn't that a little strange? V'tani tana tzorich ve'no takana. I mean, why don't you just say apostle or eno mitztayer? What do you mean tzorich? I mean, it's very misleading. Is that the way that the Tana would tell us? Absolutely. Of course, we find very similar things. For instance, V'tanya. How about the machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? A Nazir who doesn't have any hair. And what do you do? He's got to do his tiglachas. What does he do his tiglachas on? This guy's a plucked chicken. He's a Nazir. Mimurat, same word we use for plucking a chicken. This guy's plucked. There's not a thing on him. So what are we going to do? Says Beit Shammai, Tzarich Havarat Ha'arsot. Fine, take a razor blade and go over his plucked skin. What are you going to do? That's also a razor. Beit Hillel Omrim, nah, you don't need Havarat Ha'arsot. And Rebbe Avinah said, what do you think Beit Shammai meant? To go through the motions of taking a razor without any hair? What, is he crazy? What he means is, look, he needs that razor blade and there ain't no way he's going to get it because he doesn't have any hair. Tzorich ve'no takana. Exactly like I said over here. You need the asher, there's no way you're going to get it. But Shammai is saying, he needs a tar. What are you going to do with him now? Tzorich havarat tar. He doesn't have any place to be ma'avir the tar. There's no way to now be ma'avir is Naziris.
He remains.
Nothing to do with it.
That's
right. The truth is that there's another gear that has Beshamah and Beshilo reversed. According to this, obviously it wouldn't be the halacha because we don't pass it like Beshilo. But it's one of those Tosis points out. It's one of those halachas hafuchas that we often find a number of places in Shas. Or of us, I didn't know you, the Melat, and the Shakul, and the Baron.
Sorry.
I have to thank you for your concern for yesterday as well, even when you're not here.
contractual obligation.
Where is the thermos panel? That's the
question. Well, there's so many people in the house, I've managed to get my
act together. Okay, well, it's only been a year. Okay, so therefore said Rav Chisda, the same thing over here. It means Sarek Ve'eno Takana. And this, however, this approach of Rav Avina, and Rav Avina says that that's exactly what Beit Shammai meant, actually doesn't follow the way Rav Yehuda does. Because Rav Yehuda says that actually Beit Shammai and Rabbi Elazar Amru Davar Achad. Beit Shammai, who says, take a razor, because I hold that's what it means, take a razor, and go over his hairless body. Do the act. That's how I understand it. Because Rabbi Elazar says also, same thing to Tanan. Suppose you have a Metzora who doesn't have a thumb. The guy's an amputee. So there's nothing to do. Ein lo bo en yadu bo en rego. So says the Tanakam, Ein lo chinami, Ein lo tar alamit, nothing to do for the poor guy. But Rabbi Elazar, on another time, come over, you'll say. You put it on the stump. There's nothing over here. A tar on a hairless body is like the dam on the stump of a thumb. You know, it's the same idea. So we see clearly that Rabbi Pedas does not agree with Rabbi Avina's explanation. I mean, Sarech v'no takana, he's taking it literally. Sarech, then you do it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, the guy's always got another thumb. So if you would put the, even though it says, Al-Bon Yadoa Yemani, but that's not Ma'akev, he always put it on his other thumb. Because it doesn't repeat it. So therefore, Im Natan Ashov Simol, Yatsa, you'd be Yotze on his other thumb.
Wouldn't you be the equivalent of Lati?
What? Yeah, but we don't do it differently for a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Same sugi comes up here. Similar sugi. Tan Rabbanan, v'lakach midam ha'asham. Once we're already talking about the Asham Mitzorah and its relationship to the Sinas Adam, and we're comparing it to the Dam of Yom Kippurim and so on, so let's already be medayik in the Pasuk, the mode of the Kabbalah Sadam. On the one hand, it says, V'lakach Midam HaAsham. It says, V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaAsham. By the way, it's good to remember that, because the Meshech of Matanis, this is the main diak, is the word HaKohen. V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaAsham. V'natan HaKohen Al Tnuch Ozen HaMitayer, it says. So, you might think when it says V'lakach Midam HaAsham, it means he should be Mekabel Adam, but clean, the way you're always Mekabel Adam. Talmud Lomar, that we learned, by the way, all the way from Har Sinai. It says, Vayasem ba'aganot. That the blood of the Zvachim was put in the Aganot. We learn everything out from there. He says, Kalim are part of what's needed. So you might think over here means, Bekli Talmud Lomar v'natan. Ma netina ba'atzmosho kohen, af lekicha ba'atzmosho kohen. Now this is very problematic, because Lomar, it says the same thing by a normal chatas. It says, V'lakach v'natan. Therefore, says the Meshachar, the diak over here is in repetition, we're not kohen. V'lakach ha-kohen v'natan ha-kohen, just like the word ha-kohen means his finger, his skin. So here to the v'lakach has to mean the same. And therefore we understand that it has to be ba'atzmo shel kohen. So somehow or other he has to cup his hand and be mekabel adam in his hand. So then you might think, if that's the case, yochal af l'mizbeach kohen, that the dam that he's going to be putting on the mizbeach, he's also going to take out of his hand, that he was mekabel in his hand. Tamar lomar ki kachatat ha-shamu. We know a chatas certainly requires kli. The chatas mitzayir requires kli like any other chatas. So afasham don't kli. If that's the case, then he's going to have to use a kli too. Therefore, there's only one explanation. There must be two separate kohanim that are being mekabel the dam of a asham mitzayir. Really strange situation. So nimtze zato emer asham mitzorah shnei kohanim mekablim adomo. Need two separate kohanim. Echad biyad, echad bekli. So some of the blood is mekubel biyado of a Kohen, who then proceeds and he uses that dam on the Ozen and so on, and the other Kohen goes and he's Makabal like any other Kohen who's Makabal Bekli. Zeh Shekibel Bekli goes to the Mizbeach and he's Zerikon the Mizbeach like every Asha. Zeh Shekibel Biyad Malo Etzah Mitzorah, whereas the other one comes now to the Mitzorah and he puts on the dam. Should say here Tana Rabbanan, Mr. Grove points out Tana Rabbanan. What is the case of the Purim over here? I mean, we can end up with like three Purim. And the guy starts. He ends up losing the dam in the middle, let's say, actually, we can end up with four if he ends up in the middle of the dam of Bifnim. He has to bring another one. Again, the dam spills out, now he needs to bring another one from the Eich. Again, the dam spills out, now he needs another one from the Mizbeah. what happens with all of these parim? And the din is that they're all nisrafim, and they're all metami begadim. The Torah says that the person who carries out the parim, he has to be but he bases begadav and so on. So are each and every one of these the full equivalent of the parim? So it says in a brighter, kulam metami begadim nisraim abeis adashim. That indeed, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, all of these aforementioned karbanas, as many parim as you got, that's as many parim as you're going to bring out to the Beis HaDesh. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, of course, you can have a heck of a lot more than four. Because you'll have for every drop of blood, you can have another one to start. Right? I mean, that could happen also to the Tanakam as well. You'd be starting over again each time. Or they would still agree. The Chachamim Omrim. No. The point is that the one that counts is the one that you complete the Kapara with. So, Ein Mitami Begadi, Vein Yisrafam Abeit HaTeshem, El HaAcharon, Ho'il V'Gamarbo Kapara. Okay, very interesting. We don't have any objection to this, except that Rava points out a very fascinating thing. He says, so let me ask you something. So, Bomine Rava Mirim Nachman, Kamam Seirim Mishaleah. So now, how many Sarim Mishtalayachs go out? Because we have the same situation with the Sawyer. So every time we have the situation with the Sawyer, we have to team him up now with a new Sarim Mishtalayach. The blood was an Ishpar, we have to bring another Sarim Mishtalayach. As we'll see, that we need to do this, we need to team it up. It should be Shavah to the Sarim Mishtalayach. So you said that all of the Purim, he's going to take out to the Beis HaDesh, and all has to do the Par, he's going to be the time of the garden. So how many Sarim Mishtalayachs do we have that year? If it happened to the Sire.
Not being sarcastic.
However, Nahum was sarcastic. Well, I understand what you're asking. How many Sire? What do you mean, how many Sire? Well, we should buy a whole flock and send them all out. Well, what kind of question is that? V'chiedro Sarev? That's exactly the point, huh? So, did the Torah say, Kulon Yisraf and Abbez Adesha? So, if you're going to tell me that's true of the power, why isn't it true of the Sire? You tell me, it's not really the same, isn't it? I mean, over here it says, Nishaleach Oto La'azazel. Oto, only one is sent La'azazel. Over here it doesn't say Oto by the power. The Torah didn't limit the number of parim. So therefore, Midami Hatam Lokdiv Oto, by the power. There's no reason for us to say that only one of them is kosher. Hashenkin over here by the Sarmish Shaleach, Ktiv Oto. Now the Shaila goes, which one? So do I take the first one? Do I take the last one? Because it was a Gama Kapara. That already we'll see tomorrow.
But whatever it is, is paired up with
one. Oh. Chain be'mizbeach, chain be'mizbeach. V'chiper mikdash hakodesh zelifnav lefnim. V'omoed zeheichal. Mizbeach k'mashma'o. Yechaper elu azorot hakohanim k'mashma'an. Hamakal elu Yisrael. Yechaper elu levim. Which means u'shvukulun l'kapora achat. Which must mean there's nothing left. It's got to mean shkulam iskapin b'sar m'shleil. B'sar avirot kibir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer? No, it has to remain parallel. Kishem shedama sa'ir anasa b'fnim. Mechaper al Yisrael b'tumat mikdash v'kdoshav. Kav dama par mechaper al kohanim b'tumat mikdash v'kdoshav. You didn't need a vidui for that. In which case, kishem shevidui shel sa'ir mishtalir mechaper al Yisrael b'shar avirot. Kav vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim b'shar avirot. Tana Rabba. V'chila mechaper as HaKodesh refers to the five of the fnim. The Yisro Moed refers to the Heicha. That's a Mizbeach is Kemashmao, which teaches us Shekulon Kapara Kapara Bifnei Atzman in different sets. Mikan Amru Natan Miktzat Matanot Shebifnim Nishpachat Ham Yavim Dam Achav Yatchil Betchila Matanot Shebifnim. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Enu Matchil Al Makom Shepasak. Now that, of course, we don't know how they know that yet. Gomar Ata Matanot Shebifnim Nishpachat Ham Yavim Dam Achav Yatchil Betchila Matanot Shebeichal. That we know because indeed it's a separate set. Natan miktzat matanot shebechav nishpach adam yavidam achav yatchil betchila veichal. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim, no, ino matchil amakom shepasak. Again, we don't know where they know that from yet. Gomar matanot shebechav nishpach adam yavidam achav yatchil betchila matanot adam mizbeach. Natan miktzat matanot shebechav nishpach adam yavidam achav yatchil betchila matanot adam mizbeach. And again, for some reason, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim, mi makom shepasak umatchil. Gamar matanot shemimizbeach v'nishpach adam. Then there's no problem. Direkolamak. Omer of Yochanan, the fact is that the Machlokas is based on something else. Shemek Recha Dorshim. Midam Chatata Kippurim Achat Bishana. So in their holds, that means that this Chatas is only Achat Bishana. No Shtei Chataot. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savrei. No, it means this Chitui is Achat Bishana. V'lo Shnei Chituyim. Tanya Omar Rabbi Li Chalak Rabbi Yaakov Belogin, to say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon don't argue there on Rabbi Meir. The law, we are Tanya Natan Miksat Matanot Shebefnim Minishpach Halog Yavi Logachel Yatchel Betchila Matanot Shebeichal. See, that's curious the way we make it so parallel, as if there's a Befnim and there's a Echal, just by varying the language, just to keep this mysterious aura of the connectedness of Mitzrayim to Yom Kippurim, even though there's no Bifnim, certainly no difference between the word Bifnim and the word Heichal here. Nonetheless, we put it that it should parallel the word Lefnai veLefnim and the Heichal that we had earlier. Kind of weird, huh? So many Shpach Alogim, Vigba Vichli Bekel Matan Shbeichal, Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shem Nomrin, Mimakom Shepasak, Omatril, Komar Matanot Shbeichal, ונשפח הלוג יביא לוג אחר ויתחיל בתחילה מתנות שבבעונות נתן מקצת מתנות בבעונות ונשפח הלוג יביא לוג אחר ויתחיל בתחילה במתנות שבבעונות רבי אלעזר רבי שמעון אומרים לא, מקום שפסק שם הוא מתחיל גמר מתנות שבבעונות ונשפח הלוג over there דברי הכל מתנות שבראש לא מעקבות. So how could Rabbi say as a fresh price that they have the same machlokes? Ema, what Rabbi said was Lishana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. That's indeed the same. Omar Mar Matanot Haroshen Mark. How do you know? My time. He lema mishum dechziva notar mina Hashem. And the word notar means necessarily zamaakim. Elam beata noteret mina minchas. How can I be zamaakim? Shani hatam dechziv umiyeter vehan notar. So that's became shiur and shirayim. Omar Rabbi Yochan. Asham netzora sheshachato shelo lishmo. Bano Lamachlok, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Meir, who said that Yaviacher Viatchil Betchila, says no problem. Halki Nami Yaviacher Viyishkot. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who say Mimakom Shepasak Mishamu Matchil. So what are you supposed to do over here? Halkeim Lo Takana. What way would there be to be Mashlim that now? Matzkevar of Chista. You could ask the same thing on Rabbi Meir about Otoktiv. Kashi. But in fact, Tanika Vasir Rabbi Yochan, Hashem Mitzora Sheshavka Shavad Shmor Shalom Natan Midomo Lagabei Be'onot Harei Zeh Oleh Lagabei Mizbeach V'ton Nesachin V'tzora Hashem Acher Lav Shiro. No, this is clearly like Rabbi Yochan and Alibi Rabbi Meir. You need another Hashem. I guess that means you bring it, obviously, if you need it. Rav Chista Malacha, no. When it says you need it, it means since you need it, you're really messed up. Tzorech v'eno takana. What? Tani tana tzorech v'eno takana. Oh, absolutely. V'tanya nazir mimurat. Bet Shammai omrim tzorech avarat ta'ar. Bet Hillel omrim ein tzorech avarat ta'ar. And how does Rabbi Avin explain the shita Bet Shammai tzorech? Kisha omrim Bet Shammai tzorech. What he means is not to do it, but since he needs it, there's nothing to do. Tzorech v'eno takana. Upligi the Rabbi Pedat, who took it. And meaning literally, that you take a razor blade over a hairless body. Domer of Pedat, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Omru Davar Achat, Beit Shammai Hode Amor, and Rabbi Elazar the Tanan. Ein lo boin yad, boin regel, ein lo tar alamit. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, no ten omikomo, viyotze. Same thing that Beit Shammai says. No ten omikomo, so to speak, the tar, viyotze. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what's the problem? In la tanash o smol yatzari. Tanu Rabbanu v'lakach midama Hashem yocho v'kli Tam lomer v'natan ma netina ba'atzmo shel kohen af lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen yocho laf lemizbeach. How could she come from your palm? Tamu lomer ki kechatat Hashemu ma chatat unekli af Hashem tu unkli. Therefore there's no way out but to conclude that nimtzet ata omer Hashem netzora shnei kohanim mekablim et damo echad b'yad v'echad b'kli ze shekibel b'kli balo etzom mizbeach v'ze shekibel b'yad balo etzom mitzora. Ten rabbon v'kulam mitamim begodim v'nisrofim abet hadeshen divi Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon. V'chachamim omrim ein mitamim begodim v'ein nisrofim abet hadeshen Ela ha'acharon ol v'gamar bo ha'kapara. So let me ask you something. Gotten into your head. Glory.